Poland is taking a page out of Donald Trump's playbook in a move to stop migrants entering the country. Lawmakers overnight debated plans to spend more than 350 million euros to build a wall on Poland's border with Belarus. There's an influx of asylum seekers and migrants from the Middle East and Africa coming into the country. Marta Gorczenska is a Polish human rights lawyer and joins us now from Warsaw. Marta, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good afternoon.
What's the likelihood that this wall will be approved?
Well, we might be sure right now that the wall will be approved. We see what's happening at the border right now and how the government is reacting to that. We have a humanitarian crisis right now that it's quickly turning into a humanitarian disaster. More and more people are dying in this forest between Poland and Belarus. And the response of the government right now is to stop the influx of the migrants by building the wall. So we may be sure that the wall will be built, although in our opinion, it will not solve the problem.
Marta, I was looking on Google Earth last night, zooming in on this border area. As you say, it's a forest. Some areas are quite swampy as well. So that there are migrants, asylum seekers camped out in those woods. Is that right at the moment?
Yes, exactly. So the groups of migrants are coming from the direction of Belarus, which is pushing them with force to Poland. And these people, instead of being taken and instead of the asylum proceedings being initiated against them, they're being pushed back to Belarus, which in practice means that they're being left somewhere in the middle of the forest between Poland and Belarus with no food, no water, no shelter and no proper clothes. Right now, the temperatures in this area are below zero Celsius degrees. So people are freezing to death there. And we hear more and more stories of the dead bodies being left in this forest by the families that had to flee this this death trap.
So, Marta, there's quite a bit of politics at play, isn't there? There have been sanctions by the EU against Belarus. How is that playing into this issue of what's happening with Belarus and this flow of migrants?
Obviously, it's a political issue, but what we see on the ground, it's not politics at all. It's a humanitarian disaster with a lot of people that were tricked by Belarus that promised them a safe passage to Europe, and now they're stuck with no way out. They're being pushed back by both Polish and Belarusian border guards, which means that they cannot even go back to their own countries. So on the ground, you cannot even see the politics. You see groups, big groups of miserable people that are trying to stay alive in the forest that is dangerous, that is cold, and where is no place to hide or to get food.
What's the political mood in Poland about this issue at the moment, Marta?
Well, the government is presenting the crisis at the border as strictly political issue, and since we have we don't have independent media, so the national media are only presenting the position of the government in that regard, which is, you know, blaming the Belarus for starting the hybrid war against the EU, that is blaming Belarus for being cruel against these people, and also presenting these people that are coming to Poland as a threat, as terrorists, as sexual deviants, and so on and so on. So obviously a lot of people are scared with this kind of message coming from the government, and there is a huge support for preventing these illegal entries, for building the wall and defending the border against these people. The truth is that when you see who's coming to Poland, these are people that are coming from the countries such as Afghanistan, Syria, or Iraq, that had the real reasons to flee their countries, to seek for a safe asylum in Europe, and they just need a protection. So the situation there is very different from what is presented by the government. We have a lot of families there with a lot of very, very small children that are not able to just stay in this forest for days or for weeks. So the situation there on the ground is very different than what it's presented by the government.
There's a restricted zone near the border. How easy is it for aid groups to get in and try and assist these people at the moment?
It's not possible. It's not possible for us to enter the state of emergency zone, which means that we can only provide assistance outside of the zone. And also another thing is that we are not humanitarian organizations. We're human rights defenders, activists who came to the border 2 months ago to document human rights violation, to document illegal pushbacks. But what we are witnessing right now is a humanitarian crisis with a lot of people that we managed to reach. So the people that managed to enter, to exit the state of emergency zone are barely alive. So our assistance right now needs to be saving people's life, which we are absolutely not prepared for. And there are no humanitarian organizations there in this forest, neither Red Cross nor any other humanitarian organization that can provide the humanitarian relief.
Marta, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Marta Gorczenska, a Polish human rights lawyer.